Do you enjoy doing house concerts?
I do. They're lovely. There's something very, you know, obviously they're very intimate. Often people are close enough that you don't actually need to hook yourself up to electricity, which means that, there's just nothing between you and the people, and the music is just floating around in the air, and it's a really viscerally lovely experience for everyone. And also then you get to talk to people after the show. There's just no divide, you know. It can be really lovely. Yeah.
Not at all intimidating then.
it's a little intimidating, especially if it's really full and people are sitting, you know, a foot away from you looking up your nose. It's like, okay. Yeah, I mean, there is this sort of a safety to hiding behind
extra
microphone.
Care with personal grooming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's also the danger that they might join in on those wonderful choruses that Annabelle has.
Oh, well, that's actually really fun for me. Yeah, there's a lot of sing-along opportunity in my shows, and it can be nice when we're all sitting around in the room and I can hear everyone loud and clear.
Do you find that kind of flattering that they all sing along and know the words?
I do find it flattering, yeah. But, I mean, I'll prompt them with the words too. So they-
Well, I guess that's the other side of being up close and personal. You can just...
Here's your part.
You can actually prod them.
Annabelle, how many instruments will you bring?
Well, I'm going to bring my guitar and my mandolin and my fiddle. So I write on all three instruments and haul them around everywhere I go.
Are those your three main instruments?
They are. I also play percussion, and I've written some songs with just percussion and voice too. And I haven't been doing that in my show so much lately, but we'll see. I'm thinking of reincorporating, so we'll see what happens in the future.
Okay. Now you're coming back to play in Toronto at Trinity St. Paul's with, what is this, the Echo Women's Choir?
Yeah,
what's that about?
The 30 Voice Women's Choir. And they do a, I'm very excited about that, actually. One of the members of the choir who's on the board came to a show I had in Hamilton not too long ago and asked me if I'd be interested in being the guest artist for this fall-winter season. And I just met with the artistic director last week, and we went over the songs and the potential arrangements. And it's just very, very exciting. There's going to be a whole giant choir there singing along to the choruses and also singing their own parts that we're creating as well. It's going to be fun.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have one more song?
Do you want to go out with a recorded song maybe? I could do one more. Maybe Equal Rights by, I'm looking at my album.
And what a beautiful album it is.
Thank you very much.
It's called Rise. And they will be available at the Big House on the Hill this Friday. Because you won't be playing in Toronto much after that, are you? You're off to the UK?
Yeah, well, that's in January. This fall, it's more like... I'm going to Saskatchewan and Alberta, and then come January I'll be off to Scotland. I just found out I'm going to be playing at Celtic Connections, which is a really wonderful.
Oh, in Glasgow.
Yeah. And
that's been going a while now. That's great.
Yeah, I did it way back with the Will and Jennies, and it was definitely one of the highlights of my life. So I'm really excited to be going back solo, and then we'll have a bunch of British and like English and Irish gigs as well, and then
lovely time of year to be there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Yes. I've already bought my special long
underwear.
Yeah.
Got some nice. They haven't quite mastered the central heating since the Romans left.
It's too true. Yeah, I have a friend who makes makes long underwear out of old cashmere sweaters. They're absolutely beautiful, and they're not itchy at all, actually. They're super comfy. So I'm prepared. I got mine made, and Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, how do you feel about going out with, like, one of the recorded ones? And then, okay. Is that all right? Track one, The End of the Road. This is a mandolin song, and I didn't bring my mandolin. This is sort of the one that I was talking about that was very celebratory in terms of the whole idea of the protest sort of bringing people out, and was also much inspired by the student protests. There's a lot of pots and pans mm-hmm. on this one. So track one, End of the Road. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's been delightful, and the songs on this CD are just beautiful. And Lucy, that telephone number again, I mean,
here's my number, 416-690-4862. Leave me a message. I'll have a seat for you Friday night at the Big House on the Hill, and the instructions on how to find us.
And you can also get Lucy's email address, if you forget that, off of my site, if you click on the link, and that's annabellemusic.com, A-N-N-A-B-E-L-L-E music.com.
Or you could Google Annabelle Shabustic. Spell that.
The last name is spelled C-H-V-O-S-T-E-K.
Yeah. Where is that name from? Someone was asking me, was that Slavic?
It is. It's Slovak. Yep. That's mm-hmm. my dad's side of family. And then, yeah, my mom's a Warren.
Okay, right. Here we go.
Imagination numb, drawn to streets.